And joining me is Cosmic Joe Jordan. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Rachel and everybody out there. Thanks for squeezing in this little bit of sky news.
Yeah, absolutely. What's going on?
Well, I have the fun and excitement of telling to the mountaintops that 4 nights from now, Monday, May 30th, which, by the way, is the original Memorial Day observed holiday, but it's going to be next Monday, and I know it's cloudy now, but it's supposed to clear up again by then. There's going to be this crazy, outrageous, wonderful thing that might happen. And what it is like the meteor shower of a lifetime, like an epic century-class meteor storm that is actually expected by astronomers and experts on meteors and comets, which I'm not. But they tell us that there's a pretty good chance that you might see 140,000 meteors an hour shooting stars. That's like 40 per second. This did happen in the Leonid meteor shower in 1966, and there was this sense of flow. People were looking up at the sky, and there was just this continuous stream of streaks of fire, and they had to hold on to something because they were starting to kind of swoon. Anyway, it was cloudy for me back east. I missed that one, but it was best in Arizona, I think, anyway. But we are in the ideal time zone for this thing. It's supposed to peak at 10 p.m. our time, Pacific time. So, you know, that's 1 a.m. the next day, May 31st, East Coast time. And so just whatever you're doing, don't be stuck indoors, okay? I mean, if it's cloudy, all right. But if it's clear, and again, this may not happen, but if it does, well, hey, you know, you might really kick yourself for having missed the meteor shower of the century. So there's the basic news, and I don't know whether that raises any questions. We only have probably another 1 minute for questions and answers, but there's all kinds of interesting details in this I tell you about. But meteor showers happen when the Earth crosses the orbit of an old comet, and we cross this comet's orbit every year, but this particular year, the comet recently broke up into a whole bunch of fragments, and so it's thought that there's all kinds of dust and bits of ice crystals lying along the trail, of the very part of the meteor trail that we're going to be crossing this time around, this year. And so, you could just go out and look up for a minute or two, and you would see like a whole meteor shower or two in the space of a couple of minutes. So,
what's the ideal time to look up, Joe? And this is on the 31st coming up.
Oh, the 30th, Monday the 30th, California time.
Oh, 30th.
10 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 o'clock p.m. is the peak. So okay. I'm going to try to get out there at 9:30 till 10:30. It's going to be a very short-lived shower, an outburst. So 9:30 to 10:30, peaking around 10, California time.
All right, we'll call you if nothing happens. But thanks for letting us know, and maybe you'll give us another hit of Sky News later on another Talk of the Bay. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks, Rachel. Bye-bye.
You have a good night.